Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Home Service Pro podcast. Today, we are excited to have Samantha on. She's a dynamic entrepreneur who not only oversees a successful chimney company, but also manages a thriving business concierge service, expertly catering to the needs of both residential and commercial clients with unparalleled professionalism and efficiency. Samantha, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a mouthful for sure.
Yeah, no, all that's great. So, Samantha, tell us a little bit about your company, where you guys are located, how long you've been in business. Tell us who you are.
Yeah, sure. So we're in Chicagoland. So my husband and I started a chimney cleaning inspection and repair company back in 2019 before we knew the world was going to shut down. So that was interesting. We went through the pandemic and came out the other side. So wonderful for us. Basically, we started the business out of necessity and we have steadily grown from there. We've picked up different other things along the way. I've become a realtor. My husband is a licensed home inspector in Illinois, and we've started a bunch of different ideas that are in the works. But one of the main things that I kind of branched out to do myself was Bears No Business, which is a cute little name. I stole it from my husband, but basically we help small businesses like ourselves with customer service and marketing, getting themselves seen, getting themselves out there, and directing them kind of to other professionals or companies like, say, HouseCall Pro that can assist them with what they need for software wise. So
Okay, awesome. So you guys are helping, tell us about that. What does that typical person look like that you're helping on that side?
I guess he looks like, well, they look like us, just small businesses trying to navigate, survive in where we are right now in the last couple of years. I think we're all in there together. It's mostly not HVAC people. I don't know why they seem to do really well on their own because, it's that need for air conditioning and heat, but mostly small business people, a lot of handy people, home inspectors. There's been realtors. We have plastic surgeon, a doctor. So I know different people, and most of the time I was just kind of giving that advice for free, really, because they're people I work with are friends. So when we started to think about making this into a company, which we just did in January, we kind of created and grew this idea, and we actually took our ideas and focused them. Put my company, Chimney Bear, under a microscope to see how we could, deconstruct it and reconstruct it so that we had a model to work off of to help other companies like ours. So currently I am in the works of helping, hopefully helping a plastic surgeon and a concierge doctor to increase their website traffic, just their exposure and getting new customers throughout the Chicagoland area rather than just their limited area of where their Google listing is. So that's the kind of help that we provide, but we also provide services like who knows how to use QuickBooks, right? Nobody knows how to do that. So we are able to teach people the basics of that. We were able to teach people how to use HouseCall Pro. We're able to use teach people how to use MailChimp and different other marketing campaign softwares or just ideas, Canva. Helping to put together podcasts, website presentations, YouTube, just different things like that. So we're kind of like a full service gambit marketing slash customer service help. I don't know. It's like an idea, but.
So kind of like what I'm seeing, I've very fortunate to be able to like interview people from across the country and talk to a lot of, small, medium-sized business owners. And the challenge that I think a lot of people have right now is they're really great at their profession. They're really good at, being a plastic surgeon or, chimney stuff or cleaning air ducts, whatever it may be. But man, running a business is getting challenging. You're supposed to be so great at all these things. You're supposed to be great at somehow you're supposed to have QuickBooks and know all the updates on that and keep up to date with all these changes that are happening really, really fast, especially in today's day and age with the amount of AI and stuff like that. So you're supposed to be like perfect at social media and you're supposed to be perfect at customer service. And you mentioned HouseCall Pro, which we also use, and that helps. And it helps, because that shows a level of professionalism for the client. We have it set up where our clients get a email, you know, a couple days for the appointment, the day before, we send a text message on the way, they sign off on the price before we get started, and you know, like they can accept, you know, pay right there within the system. It's nice. Ask for a review when you're done, and that really helped us get to where we're at today on you know, all that good stuff. But yeah, SEO, I mean, man, what a monster that's become, and Google's constantly releasing updates. So I think what you're doing is definitely needed, especially if you've figured out like, hey, these are the real things. I think a lot of entrepreneurs are getting frustrated with like companies that come in and say, like, oh, you know, it's 1500 or 2 grand a month, but we optimize your website this month. And it's like, well, like what did you do? Like tell me more about that. Like what does that even mean? So I think what you're doing is definitely needed. Are you finding, is that the type of person like that you're running into? Like they're a great technician within their business, but they're not necessarily an incredible business person yet.
Well, I mean, I'll use my husband as an example. He is phenomenal at what he does. I can't even think about, like, his brain just works way differently than mine. And he can look at something and he understands the problem and he can see in his head how to fix it exactly. That's not what I do. And I find, like, that's a lot of people. They're so fantastic at whatever it is they do, fix, etc. They're artists, really, but their brain is, the space is all taken up by being able to, like, do what they do, find people to teach what they do, get people to help them, like finding employees and then passing on their knowledge. They don't have the time, the ability to be able to break that into more, you know, there's no more compartments available for thinking, like, how do I market myself properly? How do I provide good customer service? How do I follow up with my clients to see, hey, do you want to get this fixed? Is this in this, like, scope of your imagination kind of situation? So, and I don't feel like there's a lot of people out there that are happy to just help. I don't know if you kind of get that. Like, everybody wants something, right? Exchange. What I did, I have a really great assistant. He has been with us now for almost 3 years, and he is very artistic, very imaginative, and him and I just kind of, like, we're like, I don't know, soul friends. I don't know how else to explain. We're just meant to be together. So, you know, I get all the crazy ideas and then I tell him and he figures out how to make them kind of come out onto reality. And we just find things or figure things out. Like, I bought books, and I have a whole bookcase full of SEO, marketing, yada yada. And what it all boils down to, honestly, is they make it super complicated and it's just not. It's just about finding, like, what do you do? What is different about you than anybody else? And who do you want your customer to be? And once you find out those three things, then we can figure out what your keywords are, who you want to target, and then we can delve into, you know, how to put your website, your social media, your Google My Business listing, basically whatever you're using to better use. It's just about speaking to your customer, but also having Google pick you up.
For sure. It's funny that you started this business because I cure a home, which is my day job. I'm not a full-time work for free podcast host. You know, cure home, we had a lot of success with social media. Like I mean, just and a game of consistency, of course, but we've had so much success in the way of not only like getting you know, trying to win the popularity contest, which is what it started. Want more followers. But that, what I soon learned is like, well, that's kind of absolutely worthless if you're not getting sales from it. And so we turned it into a game of SEO, so telling the internet what you do and where you want to do it. And then additionally, engaging with referral partners so that you're staying in front of these people very consistently. And it got to the point where for our business, we're doing $1,000 to $2,000 a day worth of work from people that are hearing about us from Facebook and Instagram. And when I tell people that, I'll also show them like my analytics on Instagram where it says $0 in ad spend. And they're like, what? I'm like,
We don't spend money with Google. We don't do that.
It works really well. And it got to the point similar to you, Samantha, that we started a social media management company for people where it's like, here you go. Like it's, you know, and yeah, it's been because there's so many people, especially like not to discriminate, but a lot of men in their 40s, 50s, and 60s know social media are important. They're running a home service business and they're just not posting on social media. And so when Google's crawling your website, Google just released an update not too long ago talking about the importance of your Google business profile. I'm sure you're seeing the same thing. No one's even updating your Google business profile. You go down to their updates and there's not a single update there. And or it's
Yeah.
not filled out. Like you're not even telling it what you want
They
to
don't
do.
read the emails.
Yeah, right.
They don't, I mean, and you know what? You need a schedule. Like all, it's really not that hard, right? Because you can make one piece of content and you can put that out
Yes.
into so many different areas. And there's so many programs that are, I guess, reasonably priced, I would say, that are there and available to kind of take charge of that. So you could seriously have that on autopilot. But Google is a touchy, tricky thing. And I have somebody, it's a company called Steady Demand. I don't know if you have ever
I
heard of
haven't heard of
them.
them, no.
Yeah. So I found them back in, I want to say 2020, because our Google My Business listing went down. And we all know how crushing that is and how hard it is to get it back. So I actually kind of like stumbled upon them. So basically, what their role is they protect my listing, as well as, I don't know if you had this problem in your area, but during the pandemic there was a ton of fraudulent like listings that kept popping up. It was insane. So they combat those, as well as kind of give you a good idea of how much you should be posting every week, what content, because like if you go in and change a whole bunch of stuff all at once and add a whole bunch of stuff, for some reason Google flags that, and I don't know why. But yeah, they are very helpful for anybody who's listening and is in the, I don't have my Google listing up space because somebody moved my pin. I don't know if you have any of that, but we get a lot of those.
We have combated Google many times over the years. And during COVID, actually, like if we said, so we do routine home maintenance, we do air duct cleaning, and if we said like we can come clean your air ducts, like just saying clean and air, we like they released an update at one point during that time, and it was like if you're claiming to have clean air, like just that the algorithm would be like flagged, taken down, like what? What you, and like
Yeah.
we clean air ducts like and they'd be like no you can't say you clean air like that's because there's I think a ton of people just with sanitization or whatever and I was like this is crazy so yeah it was yeah just interesting times it's the thing about being an entrepreneur is like it, things are constantly changing you have to just be the type of person that's adaptable you're continuously learner you're a lifelong learner to be a successful entrepreneur you have to be a lifelong learner I mean it's just part of
It's a
because
24/7 job, friend.
yeah exactly
That's, it
like
never ends.
Yeah.
Never ends. You think
Yeah.
you tackle one thing and then, oh, here comes. That's why I said, like, we really took a deep dive into our first company. And when we went down that rabbit hole, we found so many things that weren't updated that should have been, like, even just our inspection report, for example, there had been like four versions come out since, and we just were too busy doing other things. So we just revamped that. It's, I think sometimes if you just revamp everything and start at a new, fresh level, you just see an increase in traffic or calls or, you know, just interest in you because you're presenting something new. There's something new going on.
Yeah.
So we all need that right now.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I mean with the current yeah, what's currently going on in the economy with, just I don't think wages are keeping up with the rate that your grocery bill is going up, just for a simple
No.
example. And so people are they are tightening up. There's just not as much extra cash, if any, left over at the end of the month. One thing that we have started doing at Kira Home that I feel like we've done everything over the years. Like we've tried from radio ads to TV commercials. We've done every form of marketing that would ever seem to make sense. We always test and measure. Like, let's do a small scale. Let's give it like an honest 6 months on a, if we lose it completely, it's okay. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Hopefully it works. So I feel like we've tried everything. But in the year 2024, like in the like January 2nd, we started geotagging photos. And you can do it for free. We use an app and that it helps. But you geotag a photo, so you tell it you have, and the app works the same way that like Facebook works, where you take a photo of what you're doing. For us, let's say we're doing one of our routine maintenance items of degreasing a range hood, and you take a photo. You say, "I degrease a range hood in Minneapolis, Minnesota, today." So it takes that photo and it's putting it on your Google Maps. So it's saying Kira Home did this. It's putting it updates your Google business listing. Additionally, we have it the it's very easy. We have it encoded through HTML code. That's very not that hard to do, but it updates our service page as well on our website because Google is crawling your website multiple times per day. And so now you're updating. It's like a mini blog on your website. And I talked to so many entrepreneurs. They're like, "Oh yeah, times are tight." And I'm like, "What are you doing to tell the world that you want more
That you're
business?"
here.
Yeah, like
I know,
and
that's interesting. Didn't even think about that. I
that
mean,
has yeah, that has been one of the so many things take time to hit. SEO takes time,
yeah,
networking
you're
takes
looking three
time.
to 6 months for
Yes,
sure.
this has been one of the best things in my course of running a business. We've been running Cura Home for 8 years. It's been one of the fastest results. And additionally, it also gives me a geo grid of our keywords telling us how we're ranking because it feels like Google's wanting to compress home service businesses too. Like you just work in your little spot. And like what I was finding is like we were number one on a few things in a few areas, but like there were some things that like I was only number one in like my parking lot in our in for our service. And then like you get one block over and our location is crap and you actually get a heat map. So you can see, hey, here's your red for the keyword this, but like we were number one across the entire Minneapolis area for like refrigerator coil cleaning. Well, who's bidding against refrigerator coil cleaning? No one
Well,
cares, you know? And so,
yeah.
yeah.
But you have a unique, I mean, I did a little research on you, and I think like it is interesting to me that because you're a home inspector, right? This
I became a certified home inspector so that I knew how to run our business. I don't inspect homes, but that
Okay.
way, when we do the maintenance on a $12 million
Yeah.
home, well, I
No,
know.
I
And
get
then
it.
we have when we do maintenance on a condo, we and everything in
Yeah.
between, where we know what's going on.
I thought that you had like started like as a home inspector and then you flipped that. 'Cause I said to my husband, I'm like, this is a smart idea. Like, this is fantastic because you have so much information and this is beneficial information to any homeowner. Like, these are services that you should have done every single year on a service plan. Yes, it just keeps your home safe and like you, it's not going to cost you. Like, to me, you spend, I mean, we do it for our air conditioning and our furnace, and I think it's like $750 a year. But I don't have to worry about that not working when I
Yeah,
turn it
exactly.
on. So it's very, it's, and you know what? I don't think there's anybody who does this in the Chicagoland area. So there you go.
Not yet, Samantha. We're talking to
Not yet.
people. We're talking to people that are potentially going to buy a license to offer it in that area. So
Should be talking to me. That's who you should be
yeah.
talking
We'll chit chat. Yeah,
to.
it's very interesting because you're right. There are not a lot of people doing what we do. And if someone isn't aware of Cure Home, I'll give you a little sales pitch. But we visit our clients' homes once a quarter, and we do up to 34 different routine maintenance services that people are supposed to be doing if you're the perfect homeowner, but no one does. So providing, changing all those filters, clean the dryer vent, clean the AC unit, doing all these things that just a lot of people, especially younger homeowners, are just not doing. They grew up in a daycare. They didn't grow up watching mom and dad take care of these things, and they're just not maintaining their homes. And homes are becoming more and more complex. More filters, more things. You know, all of a sudden now, like if you walk through a Home Depot or a Lowe's and you look at every single washing or a dishwasher, everyone has a filter now. That was not the case 10 years ago, and that's just one appliance in your home. So yeah, that's what we're doing, and we are selling licenses. We have 8 licensees across the country that are doing the exact same thing that we do. We teach them how to do all of it, and then we provide ongoing support to coach and mentor them. Kind of similar to what you're doing for people. We do that within our own little. We have our own little brotherhood
That's
of
fantastic.
yeah to kind of get that going because it is hard. It's very challenging to start that business from scratch. To
Yeah,
say I'm just going to
absolutely.
do routine maintenance, but if you bolt it on to your existing business, it's almost fail-proof because you just start pulling on, you start educating your current client base, and that works really well.
No,
So.
I hear you. I mean, that was kind of the situation for us. Like, I decided, hey, how do you get your chimney inspected? How do you get every house to have their chimney inspected? Well, become a realtor, and then you can suggest that people get their chimney inspected. Oh, but then how else do you do it? So then we became a home inspector. So like, it's kind of, you know, same. You gotta, that's the one thing about being an entrepreneur is you see things all of the time and you're like, well, nobody does that, or these people don't do this because they don't know, there's no education. If you just like add that, like you said, like add a block onto what you're already doing and start to build that way, you can quickly become, do like, do a whole bunch of different stuff.
Yeah, being an entrepreneur is it's it's like a sickness. I told my team my goal is to not set a new LLC this year because we're currently at nine and it's getting bad. And
I
yeah, a few of them are intermingled, but it's like, okay, there's
And the
still a
annual
lot.
reports, like the
Yeah.
annual reports, you're just like, not again, another one, and you want
Yeah.
how much? I know, it never
Yeah.
ends. It never ends. I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear
When
that.
your accountant is telling you that you're a complex person, you're like, okay, I know you work for a lot of people, so that's not good
Yeah,
when we're complex. But
I
that's
know.
yeah, it's part of the fun. So, well, Samantha, tell me a little bit more about Chimney Bear. Like, tell us, like, so you started this. You guys made it through the pandemic, which is not everyone can say, and you started these other, like, what are the, you know. Tell us more about that company and kind of you mentioned like, hey, seeing a need, that's why you came home inspectors, that's why you tell me about like that process of adding additional services to help grow one business.
So, I mean, okay, so the first thing about the chimney industry is the fact that most people have a broken one, like whether you know or not, right? And the only way for you to, people know that when the outside is not working, because you know generally it's a roofer that gets up there and tells you that. People just aren't educated when it comes to chimneys, fireplaces, all those types of things. They don't know, they don't understand that like masonry fails, especially in the Midwest because of the weather. So what when we started out, obviously we were just like Home Depot brush and a prayer is what I like to say with Home Advisor. But we yeah but we you know, we bought the cameras that Snaplock makes them. There's other companies that make them, and they changed the game because now you're looking inside the chimney structure itself. So you find a lot of fire hazard, which it means it's unsafe to use. We, you know, we're certified with the National Chimney Guild. There's also the Safety Institute of America. These organizations work very closely with. And my husband knows more about this than I do, but like there's a whole bunch of codes that they help, and like they just went into this massive litigation with OSHA and won. So I guess they're happy about that. But basically what I realized was whose fault is it that chimneys don't get inspected? And when people buy houses, they don't know, because this is we break people's hearts every day. We go into, they just bought their house, they're super excited. Hey, it's Thanksgiving, my family's coming over. I can't wait to start up my fireplace. And then we're like, yeah, you can't use this. It's unsafe, and it's going to cost you anywhere from $2,000 to $6,000 to fix this. And you know what? You don't even get to look at what you paid for every day, because it's inside the chimney. It's not like it's in your kitchen. And that's a hard sell to people, right? Because it's nice when it's your fancy kitchen, but when you're just resurfacing the inside of a chimney. So I was like, I need to change the game. I feel like this is the real estate agents and their brokers dropping the ball. Like no home inspectors are dropping the ball. Like no one is talking to people about this. So I became a realtor here in Illinois. And during that process, I found out that any transfer of property requires a what we call, I'm going to say it's like a level, they say level two, but really it's a level 1.5 inspection, because if you want a level two, you got to break open the walls. And I'm sure no home inspector or chimney, we're not doing it. I can tell you we are not doing it. So we call it a 1.5 because we see everything we can see and use a camera to see the rest. But so then my husband's like, well, I think that because home inspectors also don't get up on roofs a lot. I don't know. They're afraid of heights. So we're not a, so we became that. And then what I realized was we educate people now. So when people call us, I talk to them and I say like, hey, you know, I have a real estate license. I don't sell houses because right now it's not a good time. I don't feel like I want to take people's money like that. That's not who I am. So, but every single person we talk to, we try to educate. And I say like, hey, if you're in a real estate transaction, these are your options. This is what I would suggest. If I can't help you, just call a chimney company that's certified and that has a camera so they can look inside there. That way you have an opportunity to maybe get some seller's credit. And probably you won't fix it with this money, but because people don't understand that either. But I mean, this is every t idea I have is always based on how can I help somebody else, like for legit, for real. It's less about making money. I mean, money is nice, but it's more about legitimately doing good.
Oh yeah,
So
100%.
that's why we do what we do. We started our company to help people. We do help people. We're the type of company that if somebody calls us and we don't do it, but they still have a lot of questions, or they've been in contact with a different company, and now we haven't made anything from these people, but they have questions. And so I will sit there for a half an hour and talk to them and
Yeah,
help them.
for sure.
And that can be frustrating at times, as we all, I'm sure we all do that. But, there's benefits to that. You get referrals, they call you to come
Right.
back. But that's, I hope that answered your question, because I
Oh
kind
yeah,
of,
for sure.
yeah.
Yes, I are you in a are you in any networking groups, Samantha? I feel like you're talking about like all these things you're talking about. It's like I just feel like you have this mental mentality of like a giver's game. Like the more you give, like you just
Yeah.
it feels like you just know if I like I'm gonna give, and you just know it's gonna come back to you just because of the
Yeah,
way the world
absolutely. I'm
works.
all about the universe and
Yeah.
the way that that works. No, I'm like, to be honest, I'm a lot to take. So I'm trying to be better. I mean, I try to help, like on the House Call Pro Forum. I mean, you're there. I see stuff all the time, and sometimes I comment on things, and sometimes I reach out to people privately, and I just kind of let them know. I know it's really hard for everyone right now, so it's kind of a situation where any help, any, I don't think we should tear each other down, really. I think everyone should try and build each other up. I mean, you can have healthy competition and everybody can win. Just be better. That's all.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
Be better.
yeah.
Yeah, I think across the board, yeah, I mean times are tight. Times are tight right now. And the economy is cyclical. Like, we're not always gonna have 2% interest rates. Like that's just not realistic. And
God, I got mine though.
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. The lucky few, yeah, got in the twos there. And it's yeah, I think it is very important. And I think reaching out to people, as the world of online is just continuously growing and reaching out to help me people, I commend you for that. Like that's great. Sometimes I try to help people, but then other times I'm like, some people like I'll comment and then like another person's like, no, you're wrong. Like that's not true. I'm like, I'm just sharing that in my experience, this worked. Like
Yeah.
I've had people say like social media doesn't work, and I'm like, I think what you mean to say is it
For
didn't work for
you,
you. Yes,
it doesn't,
exactly.
because
It
you
didn't.
don't understand it. And that's okay. And that's okay. And you know what? For me, in my opinion, if somebody, like for me, I don't do what you do because I can't do what you do, but I do what I do. And so if you surround yourself, in my opinion, if you surround yourself with the right people,
100%.
And you all work together. And even if I always pay for everything, right? So, like, I have relationships with different people, but like, I still pay for the services that those people provide, because, and they pay for mine. That's how we work. But we have friendships outside of that and those types of things. But it's all about give and take and respect. And you can learn stuff from everyone. And I see that too in that little forum, and it drives me crazy. I don't like it. So.
It doesn't work for you. But yeah, like
Yeah,
I and I've
exactly.
had yeah, I've had people say like, well, there's no way this because I'm trying to tell everyone like geotagging photos, like play by Google's rules, like give it what it wants. Like
Yeah, you have to.
update your data, tell it what you're doing, and you can use an app, it's $349 a month. You can do it for free. It's gonna take you longer. You can go in and actually manually geotag. It just takes a lot longer. So I've opted to have, but we're updating our Google My Business profile 50 to 70 times a week.
Yeah.
Every single time we do a job, my guys update it on, and that's a man, it's a requirement. House Call Pro, the CRM system, which we should be getting some kudos for recommending them so much, but they have a really nice checklist that my guys gotta do
A
before
nice
they get.
discount.
Yeah, exactly. But you can use that checklist to tell your guys what
Yeah.
to do. And so that's, hey, did you leave five door hangers? Did you ask the client if they want any additional services? Did you upload a photo on this geotagging app? And it's very important. So yeah, it's the little things, but in today's day and age, what I've really found is that consistency is winning championships for a lot of people who have stayed consistent, and they don't just post once on Google, they don't just post once on social media, they don't just write one blog. They're the people that are doing it consistently. That's helping a lot. And I feel like the people who are over delivering are also doing very well, where people feel like they got a good deal are also doing well. And we are trying to hound that into our technicians because we've been really fortunate so far. We've got 850 clients that we're visiting every quarter. That's kind of a yeah, that's a recurring. They're all
Yeah.
on auto pay, so they're paying once a month. So
Right.
we kind of have this, it's not mailbox money quite. It almost is, but
No,
we
that's
do have,
fantastic. You have revenue coming in every quarter, and most people are struggling from January to June. So you're
correct.
already winning. So.
Yeah, and so that's been really fortunate for us. But we gotta win those clients over every single time. We still service our very first. first client that we signed on in August of 2016. Super happy about that. And that's, I will brag about that all day long because I'm really proud of that.
Yeah.
But if we screwed up, if we went to her house and we had a bad visit, we didn't do what we said we were going to do, and then we do that one more time, that client's probably going to be done. She's like, yeah, you were
Yeah.
great for 7 years, but now for the last 2 months, you know, two visits, you were crap. So pounding
I agree.
consistency into your team and into whoever's out there doing the people who are answering the phones. Smile before you answer the phone. People need a little
Yep.
bit of love in their life. You know, treat people with love and respect. I know a lot of people have these incredible mottos at their company, and we've broke it down to just treat every client as if they were your grandma, your mom, or your sister.
Exactly. That's
And what
it.
does
I
that
call
take?
it vintage customer service. That's it, 'cause
Yes.
you know, that's like back in the day. That's it. I mean, I agree with you 100%. That's why you're successful. That's why you're able to continue to open companies. This is why you look at things as opportunities rather than problems, right? So that's my motto too. Like, it's everything's an opportunity, nothing's a problem. And at the end of the day, your customer service and your consistency. We have clients that we've been servicing since we opened as well. And it's all about following up with your clients, calling them a couple times a year, talking to them. I mean, you guys are great because you have that service. We just actually start, like when we did the deep dive in January, we actually just were like, hey, we can do service plans too. Why not? And they're actually working quite well for us. Like, granted, this is a new thing, so it takes time to get out there and people, you know, they're thinking, they don't start thinking about stuff like gutters and, you know, dryer vents and all that kind of stuff until the dryer stops working.
Until
But,
it's too
you
late.
know, once you're in there, like, if you do a good job, you're in there forever. We're like, we service, I think we have 250 regular, like, we have yearly inspections that we do, warranty purposes for the stuff that we fix. Manufacturers require it. So we make sure that that's us, not somebody else.
And are you guys using HouseCall Pro, the reoccurring visits to keep track of that? 'Cause tracking that many clients is a, if you don't have a system of process, I'm sure
Yeah.
it's a nightmare. What are you using to track
HouseCall
250
Pro drives me
visits?
crazy.
Yeah,
So I mean, we only recently got Pipeline because for Pipeline, for example, we only recently got that because we were doing all the estimate follow-ups or scope of work follow-ups. Like, it was me and my husband calling and doing all those things, and we're like, Pipeline, cool, let's. But as far as like customer follow-up, so we do a bunch of different things. We use tags. Tags are really helpful for us in the HouseCall Pro system. So when somebody gets their chimney fixed and it's under warranty, we tag it for the following year, for a month of the following year, and then we kind of do it by quarters.
Perfect.
So we do like a mailer that goes out to, like, we do a MailChimp mailer at the beginning of the year and the middle of the year, and it gives them a discount, like a monetary discount, $10, $15, whatever it is, to remind them it needs to be done. We also give them courtesy calls. Like, I talk to my clients, like our customers, all the time. For real, like, we spend a lot of time talking to people, calling them, following up with them, reminding them, asking them how their service was. We try to keep that person-on-person connection because it works. I guess we do it kind of old school. I mean, I know I'm like sitting here preaching, but like, to me, customer service, follow-up, all that kind of stuff, I'm born in 1979. I like, you know what I mean? So I'm a Gen Xer. It's all kind of like, hey, let me call and talk to you. And I pride myself. Most people tell me, hey, you're great at customer service. And I'm like, cool. Like, cool. Let me help you. Like, let's go.
For sure.
But that's, we use different things, but mostly tags help us. And myself and my assistant are very good at that. But I think we have to come up with a better system because, you know, obviously, as we take on more people, they may not be like that same mind as us.
I think you do have some old school techniques, but you're using modern day technology to use proven customer service tactics to, you know, make things more efficient. So, yeah, no, that's all good. It's all right to be old school. I feel like if you get to know me, yeah, I may be 34 years old, but I'm like an 80-year-old at heart. I'm using like all these modern day things, technology, but I also have a team of draft horses. And this weekend we're literally going with all these 80-year-old dudes to go to a field day with our draft horse team. So I'm an old
Listen,
soul at heart.
take it in because they have some, like, that wisdom you are never getting again. Like,
Oh, for sure.
I'm blessed to have grown up through everything that I did, and it has made me, it's given me a very unique perspective on things, and it creates success for me. So,
For sure.
and I like, I'm happy to share that with people, but they think I'm crazy because they just want to run around on TikTok all day, but whatever works for you, I guess.
Awesome. Well, Samantha, as we wrap up here, I just want to say thank you so much for sharing some of these insights. If people are interested in learning more about your, should we say, like consulting or helping business, like tell us how do we find you there, and how do we find more information about Chimney Bear?
Well, you can just go to our websites. Both of them are like www. Ugh, I can't talk. Chimneybear.com, and then I have bearsnobusiness.com. And all they have to do is just go there. There's a contact button there. All of the information about everything that we do is on the website. Our phone numbers are all there, and I am happy to help anyone. So you don't really need to pay me. If you need some advice, just reach out, and we'll see how we're going there. I mean, I'd like money, but
Yeah, I like money, but I like helping people for sure.
yeah, exactly. But I thank you so much for allowing me to come on and babble.
Yeah, no, it's great information. So there's Samantha with Chimney Bear. Thank you for listening in and tuning in again to the Home Service Pro Podcast.
Bye.